Sachs says they've received more than 50 complaints in the last year about the DeKalb school board. Mark Elgart, the CEO of Sachs parent company, told WABE in August,
"The complaints we've received have indicated that the system has not provided good oversight for its financial resources, that the board has interfered, individual board members have interfered in the day-to-day operations of the school system."
DeKalb Superintendent Cheryl Atkinson sent a letter of response detailing changes she's made since her arrival about a year ago. This week, Sachs responded to Atkinson's letter, saying they plan to investigate. Eugene Walker is the chairman of the DeKalb School Board.
"I'm not aware of any mismanagement, so I was a little bit disappointed and surprised to get a letter. But now that Sachs has sent the letter, I welcome them with open arms, so that this will be an opportunity for us to clear up all of the allegations that are floating around out there."
The investigation is scheduled for October 17th through 19th. If Sachs finds the allegations to be true, the district's accreditation status could drop from on advisement to probation, which precedes a loss of accreditation. Martha Dalton, WABE News.